So last year, I thought, you know, it's not. This isn't about me. We're a team here. Let the little caterpillars become butterflies.
Oh, you always.
And then after a year, Tommy, of Danny trying to caterpillar her way across the leaf and, you know, eat a strawberry and then eat a cupcake and all that stuff in The Hungry Caterpillar.
One of the great books, by the way.
Great book. I must have read it 3,000 times.
Only dads would reference The Hungry Caterpillar.
Well, after a while, I just realised that Danny was never going to be a butterfly. So I said, you know what, I'll take this and I'll get us a big dog. Now, this week, who is the man you'd want to talk to
in
footy
the most? All the headlines.
Don't tell me you got Luke Webster.
Well, I did get Luke Webster.
He got Luke Webster from the West Coast Eagles.
But we also got
Justin Longmuir,
the man himself.
The man who has renewed his contract at the Fremantle Dockers.
He is
hot property right now. They're playing tomorrow, round one, and we have him on the weekend huddle after 7:30.
How good was that video, too, of the players when they found out that Justin was announced?
Yeah, they don't look like a bunch of players that hate the coach, which was suggested a week or so earlier.
You can't really put on that kind of excitement, can you?
No, you can't. So just, guys, what I'm going to do from now is I'm going to sit back again and let you caterpillar. But this is an example to aspire to, okay?
Well, if he's starting off this strong, Dan, you're going to have to.
Yeah,
it's going to be
a
big show.
I might get Vin Diesel on the show next week and set you straight,
Rhino. So big show coming up, of course. We've got Justin Longmuir, like we just said, Luke Webster from the West Coast Eagles. They both play tomorrow. I'm just reading here. Crab Fest this weekend.
Oh, yeah. I'm heading there.
You off today?
Yeah, love a Crab Fest. Yep, I'm there in the afternoon, 4 o'clock. Come say good day.
Triple M's own Xavier Ellis. I do not know how he has been offered a gig cooking on stage.
At Crab Fest.
I can understand if it was eating.
To save his life.
It was eating crabs. I could get that.
He's definitely doing a lot more eating.
I'm going to dive into the music world as well. A bit of a rumour of who's coming to Perth.
Oh, and a big act, apparently.
We could be breaking a story here.
Huge.
Could be a Triple M first for an artist for that we don't even play.
Wow.
Who we should be playing, who is very popular.
Okay.
Well, I think Danny might be trying to get some tickets to.
Well, yes. A few people have asked me what I know. I said you'll have to tune in.
Influencer over here.
About 7:30 this morning right now, though. Eminem, 92.9, Triple M at your weekend huddle. Hey, 33, I think, in Perth today. Beautiful.
This weather, I don't know about you guys, I don't know about the listeners, has it been making you feel irritable because it's been so hot for so long? And no, the humidity.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
The stickiness. Yeah, I'm fatigued all the time.
No, I get it.
Poor Danny, it's too
hot.
Well,
I don't know how good your aircon is at home, Tommy.
I've got two, mate. That's how good I'm going.
What do you mean? Split systems or?
I'm in Kalaroo, mate. Got the two.
Hang on, what do you have?
I've got a third aircon. It's called the Sea Breeze. When you live near the beach, just blows through.
Oh, turn it up.
Looks like he hasn't been to a beach in 25 years.
I've never been to the beach since I moved there. Last night, though, the Sydney Swans were far too good. There is now only two undefeated sides after Carlton won on Thursday night.
And 10 teams that haven't played a game yet, Tommy.
Yeah, it's a weird conundrum to be in.
Gosh.
But the Swans last night got the win over the reigning premiers.
Another handball's been intercepted. Warner, first goal coming up, Sydney. And a brilliant bit of play from a young gun.
Here is Papley. We said you'd see him. We said you'd see Papley. Hand in the air, loves a celebration. Robot forced to hit from 50 to mop it all up. Robot!
And now a hand into Campbell, demanding the footy. James Jordan. Campbell said, get out of my way. I'm going to put it straight down Logan McDonald's throat. And here's five unanswered for the Sydney Swans. Chris has taken on Haywood. Got nailed in the tackle. Play on the lizard. And he's going to run in and get another gift. Logan McDonald's got three. Siren sounds, big win to the Sydney Swans.
Massive win to the Sydney Swans, 2-0, good start to them. They played finals last year and I think Buddy retired and everyone thought, how are they going to cope without Buddy? I tell you what, our boy from WA, Logan McDonald, he stepped up big time last night, looked strong, looked big.
A couple of West Aussies,
Chad Warner, three goals,
was fantastic. Wouldn't those guys look good in WA colours, either Dockers or the Eagles, wouldn't it be good? Who knows? Now, let's talk about the Collingwood side of this though.
Yes.
Wow. Little concerning, 0-2.
Do you have the stat about the teams that have lost their first three and haven't played finals?
Yeah, I think there's six teams that have still made it from there, but it starts to dwindle the further you go. And then 0-2, obviously, and they've lost to two pretty good teams. They lost to, who was they? Did they play last week? GWS up there, and then Sydney
last night. I'm glad you remember that.
Yeah, to the two Sydney teams have beaten them. And then they've got Brisbane at the Gabba. next Friday night, I think it is. Thursday or Friday night. It's one of the feature games.
Then my question to you is, do you iron out these sort of, you know, these first few rough games, harder teams to play, and then they'll just take off?
Well, they will have a hard draw because obviously they won, so they should have the toughest draw.
Although I think their last seven of their last eight or all of their last eight are at the MCG. So they do have that sweet run that they come home with every year. So you're not writing Collingwood off by any stretch of the imagination, but the question of premiership hangovers always comes up, and I believe Craig McRae addressed that last night.
I'm reading books about things that you need to do to repeat things, and we're not standing still here, and there's a lot of time to go, which is great, gives us great belief and comfort, but reality is a lot of hard work too in the coming days. The hangovers and doing this and not the same, we're here to qualify, that's it. So we're in the process of qualifying, and before we do any of that, there's no point in talking about anything else.
If they're not hungover, they're a little dusty. They're like Danny this morning after a couple of wine glasses.
I was cementing myself with a school mum. Yeah, I'm fine. I'm still hungover, going to work.
But, you know, you're not at peak performance levels, you know? You can get through the day. But if they lose next week, then we're going to start talking about getting out the Barocca and, you know.
The people that took the easy shot before round one, because they obviously had their movie that came out and they went and watched the movie and they feel like kind of, we're still talking about the old premiership. And I think Lee Matthews came out and gave them a whack.
Yes.
An easy one to take before they've played a game.
Easy.
Yeah.
What was the ramification of Mason Cox going
into the GWS? Nothing really.
It was a giant beat up.
Did he not get asked to explain himself?
He did. And he said, well, they were... The ball was bounced in my, and they walked into it.
Okay. Because it can come across, it's got that air of...
It arrogance. Definitely came across that way, yeah.
Yeah. So that's why I think all eyes have been on Collingwood. Well, evidently they won the premiership last year.
And it's Collingwood too. People love to hate Collingwood.
They won a lot of games last year by less than a kick definitely less than 10 points. Like a majority of their wins were close games. There's not a lot of margin in that, you know, like technically, and also just if you're speaking in terms of... couple of kicks go the wrong way and suddenly you're losing games. Like,
and if you look at their
not
list,
far and away the best team in the AFL. They were the best team last year.
They had some older players, right? So they got Pendlebury and Sidebottom and Crisp and these kind of guys that have to keep performing at the top level for them to succeed. And then a lot of mid-range players that played out of their skin last year.
Absolutely.
They'd all have to keep going at that really high level.
Hats off to the Sydney Swans though. And John Longmire spoke after the game as well.
Yeah, it's worked for the last couple of weeks. It's been super. He's been terrific. No question about that. He's been really important when we've had so much experience out of our team. But we'll play him where we need him. You know, if we need him forward, we'll play him forward. But at the moment, he's going really well midfield, and he's been super. But I think I just think he'll play both roles.
That's Isaac Heaney there. He's talking about who start again, probably best on ground 2 weeks in a row. So very good start to him. Playing pretty much as a pure midfielder.
No Mills, no Parker, no Adams.
Correct. So he'll probably switch between mid and forward throughout the year, but what a great start to the season for him and the Sydney Swans.
They are up and about the Sydney Swans. Dean Cox doing great things in the box up there. So some West Aussies.
So we've got Frio playing tomorrow at Optus. We've got West Coast playing tomorrow against Port at Adelaide Oval. West Coast had their season launch.
They did.
You were there, Rhino.
I was there on the stage hosting it. It was a great event.
Give us the goss.
Well, I've been
next.
Given a lot of good feedback.
Okay.
Let's just say that.
Okay.
Yep. Calm down.
Yeah, well, I was there. We'll find out next how Ryan went at the season launch. Now, I will say,
I didn't see you from the top of the stage there, Tommy. It's hard to see the crowd at the back.
I'll start now. You did a very good job.
Okay.
But you are lucky that the live stream didn't work.
Okay.
So the audio that we want is not available. 92.9 Triple M. 92.9 Triple M. It's your weekend huddle. Ryan, Danny and Tom this morning. Beautiful day in Perth today. Could be maybe the last day of the heat in Perth. 33. Mm-hmm. Have you got a pool? You might want to use it.
Well, perfect. You got a pool as well.
Yeah, might.
When you bought your new place, get a pool with it.
Got a pool. He's near the beach. Oh, money bags.
We've just
over here.
Survived a heat wave without a pool, Rhino, and we never got invited around for a swim. So no worries, Tommy.
Just look at this guy.
Yeah, I don't think you guys travel up as far north as I live.
Mate, we would if someone offered us a swim in their pool, wouldn't we, Ryan?
Absolutely.
Our kids would love that.
Absolutely.
Think of the kids
and the children.
When was it? Oh, sorry. Coming up next up after this, we're going to break some stories.
Apparently,
one big sporting event, and one
huge artist coming to Perth.
Coming to Perth.
Yeah,
and it's funny because people typically wouldn't tune into our show thinking those guys know what they're talking about in terms of hot
and we're saying breaking stories. It's really you guys just going, yeah, we're pretty sure this is going to happen.
Yeah, so, and we might have mentioned one of them in breakfast during the week as well.
Stamp your territory
and
say that this is what's going to happen. Okay, I like this from you guys.
Yeah, we're going to go hard. But was it Tuesday?
The Eagles season launch. Yes,
the Eagles season
Tuesday.
Launch. For those that don't know, both the footy clubs, they have a beautiful season launch.
Yes. And explain what happens at a season launch.
So it's a big thing. There may be 1,000 people there, sponsors.
Yep.
And they have all the footy players. We're all sort of pushed out to all the tables, like a couple of players per table. Yep. They present the jumpers to the players.
Couple of speeches.
A bit of history of the club. Mm. Beautiful day.
Breakfast,
great food,
or a dinner, depending.
At Crown. Yeah. And I wanted to ask Danny first off, as a professional MC that Danny is, when you MC these kind of gigs, Danny, what do you think one of the most important things is that you should be doing?
Well, as an MC, it's not about you. Yeah. So as an MC, when you get on stage, you typically put yourself to the side and go, I'm here pretty much to be the narrator of the event. If there's room for a little bit of a backstory to segue into something, you'll tell a little personal story. For example, at the Wildcats ball, I got up and I said, well, my little man's a big fan of Bryce Cotton's and mummy's
like
on instruction
good little
to
personal
get a selfish
touch.
Bryce. Yeah. Continue on. Don't make it about myself.
Yeah. So you're basically like an umpire, right?
A little bit.
You want people, if they're talking about you,
yes,
it's only because you've probably done something wrong.
Correct.
Right? Okay. Yeah.
So Ryan MC.
Ryan. Now, this is your first time MCing
for West Coast. Yes. So I've done the Fremantle Dockers season launch before, but this was my first West Coast Eagles season.
Yeah. And for someone that's supposed to be impartial,
yes,
it's good that he's doing both clubs. Yes. You wouldn't want to be seen as being like supporting.
You're tarting yourself around a bit.
Yeah.
Well, you've got to remain unbiased in the role that I have.
Yeah, that's we'll get to that.
Okay.
Anyway, first off, we started off, and Ryan is up there. He's the first person on stage. Now, I thought it was strange when he elected to go with no tie. No tie, Dan.
That's a direction of the West Coast Eagles. So
I'm not sure.
I'll get you straight back on that one.
I don't mind that.
Adam Simpson, no tie. Did you notice that too?
Okay.
I don't mind that.
Good enough for the coach.
Now, and it was breakfast, right?
Yeah, so, exactly. Casual.
It was a lunch.
A lunch.
Okay.
It took him 30 seconds. And I timed this too, because I was going to get the time codes out and get the audio out, but of course the live stream won't do.
Was it longer than this?
30 seconds to insert yourself with a story about you and Simo on Channel 7. It took you 30 seconds to make it about you.
I don't even remember saying this.
Yeah.
Right. If it wasn't like on his script. Right, you meticulously rehearsed that.
Now, I was sitting on a table with some other media people.
Sure.
And I had a couple next to me that might work for a couple of rival stations that kept tapping me every time Ryan mentioned himself.
Oh, that's bullying.
All right, that's bullying.
And they actually wrote the time code so we could take them out and make a montage.
That is bullying.
Yeah,
what?
Right? Now, there was also a mention about
the size. For the confidence. Never MC again.
This is brutal.
The size and fun. The size of Luke Shuey's head.
Oh, yeah,
and
I did make that joke, yeah.
What do you mean? In front of his head.
Well, so it's a long story, but there's a fan named Michelle who's a really big fan of Luke's.
Yes.
And in her house, she has a pool table, and on the pool table is a giant Luke Shuey head.
Yeah.
And I just said it can be quite confronting when you see it in person. Luke laughed.
Oh, when you see the pool table cover in person.
With the giant
head. Don't come at my gorgeous looking husband.
I think he had a chuckle.
But that got into
probably
it right.
Would have.
Because Ryan
out of politeness.
Started off with his opening monologue. And it was, when I've been down there at Mineral Resources Park, and I'm down there all the time for Channel 7, and I'm lurking around there, and as my role as chief reporter for Channel 7 News, I'm down there. And
as
anyway,
my role as chief reporter.
Seven and a half minutes. His opening monologue.
7.5 minutes.
Longer than Jimmy Kimmel's monologue at the Oscars during the week.
I thought it went off like a hit, Tommy. Inspiring is what some people said.
Refreshing. You know, it's refreshing to insert yourself, I think, at an event like that.
Look, here's the way I approach it. And yes, it did go longer than Paul Fitzpatrick's speech and Adam Simpson's speech.
Adam Simpson's.
Probably not Don Pike. I think Don might have just had me covered. He had a 4-minute video in the middle of his. That helped me. No, my theory is this. Look, they could get a cardboard cutout to host an event, right? You just pre-record it if you really wanted to.
Oh,
so when people ask me, I'm like, I'm going to put a little bit of my own thoughts and personality in. Mm. They pay for Ryan Daniels, so they're going to get Ryan Daniels.
So you started,
and I just give them a little bit of
you started
extra
off slow,
taste.
I must say, like, he had a great story and stuff, and I text Ryan and I said, gee, what's going on here? It's a bit boring. And he said, don't worry, the first half of it was all scripted. A bit of my freewheeling stuff's coming up in the second half.
I say that. Yeah, the interview was very good. The interviews were very good.
I admire your work, Ryan. I think you're great at what you do.
Thank you, Denny.
And keep at it. I think you're that's positive. Be the most highly sought after MCs in town behind me.
But can you just repeat for our Triple M audience, the weekend huddle?
Yeah.
What were your, for Mr. Impartial, what were your last two words that you finished
with? Look, okay, and I want to wrap this up quickly because they do give you a script to follow. Yeah. Now, my last two words were, go Eagles. But I can tell you.
No, it was, go Eagles.
Well, what are you going to say? Go Eagles.
Did you fist pump?
No, when I.
You fist pump.
And I will say, when I've hosted Dockers events, I have said, go Dockers. Okay. Ooh. It's on the script, mate. They're paying for it.
No, I know, but.
I am for sale.
I don't
know. I am for sale.
Just you could have just gone and to finish up today, go Eagles. Not go, go Eagles. Eagles.
Well, you know what? You guys can get stuffed.
I must say, you did a very good job, Ryan, and you will have that gig next year representing the Triple M brand.
Well, there's already talk about the John Worsfold medal, I can tell you.
No shout outs for us, though.
There's already talk about it.
92.9 Triple M. 92.9 Triple M. Your weekend huddle for a Saturday morning. Footy is kicked off tomorrow. Of course, we have the Eagles and Port Adelaide live on Triple M, and then we will be at Optus Stadium tomorrow afternoon when the Brisbane Lions come to town to take on Fremantle, and their coach, Justin Longmuir, is about 10 minutes away.
How are the pipes, Tommy? You ready to call tomorrow's game? Feeling good? First one of the year. Have you done a pre-season? Are you ready to go?
I had a bit of surgery during the week.
Oh, that's good.
You had surgery?
Yeah. So pre-season surgery.
On your
surgery.
Neck?
Mm. Yeah.
Jeez, are you okay?
What's not been holding up that giant head? Imagine that neck.
You are like a walking bobblehead.
Just trying to get it through.
Guys, there is a lot going on in Perth at the moment.
So
and we
much,
are
yes.
lucky that we have had so many amazing events already come to Perth.
Coldplay.
In a couple of weeks.
UFC last year.
Yes, you get these big name events, but you also get your smaller things too that are huge. Like we had off the back of the WWE Elimination Chamber, we had a lot of, you know, The Undertaker did a one-man show
and things
like that.
Yeah.
I'm taking the kids in a few weeks to a Mexican wrestling night with Lucha Libre, I think that's how you pronounce his name, who is from the WWE. And it's like everyone wears the masks and there's – why are you laughing? That's going to be so
sounds
educational
great.
And cult. Yes. In fact, I just ordered off Team U. Is everyone over Team U? You know,
No.
Yes, you know Team U, where you get all the cheap goods that. It's
like
been in
the
news
the
a lot
Chinese
lately.
Amazon.
Sure. You've got to be very careful you don't get your credit card details stolen when you use it.
But until you said that, I thought you might have been influenced by them. But
No. I went on and I purchased myself like a mask. What do they call it? Like a Nacho Libre mask.
And I've no doubt that we've butchered all of that, so
apologies to anyone listening and I haven't pronounced that correctly. Anyway, long story short, lots of good things coming to Perth and to come. We have got the scoop on
a few. Because the soccer, of course, is coming in May. So AS Roma and AC Milan.
Oh, I got my tickets.
Yes, and I looked this morning.
Sold out.
Half it's already sold out.
Yeah, it'll go very quickly. Yeah. Now, you guys, when I came in this
Rhino's
morning.
I was hoping he's just got a gig on the boundary so we won't have to worry
we'll
too much.
We'll get in there.
go Roma.
Sold out. Does that let me make a note of that in my phone and see what I can do?
Well, I came in this morning and you two.
go Roma.
All right. You had your phone.
Sorry, Rhino.
You can actually get stuffed, the pair of you. Oh. Now, I'm trying to help you here. I came in this morning. You both had your chests puffed out. Oh, we got some breaking
I don't have
news.
To do much puffing, but I can.
Neither does Tommy. We got some break.
Puff my gut out.
And I just said to you guys, now, if you think you've got breaking news, because you each had one.
I've got something.
This is big. This is huge news. And I said, just as someone who breaks news all the time, you've got to just be confident that you're 100% right before you go with this. Because if you don't, then your credibility is stuffed.
But we can put things on the rumour mill, can't we, Tommy? And
then if they eventuate, then we were the first people to say it. I'm not going to. Yeah,
you're ignoring my advice, and you're just going to say get stuffed.
I was
going to
drop someone in it, and I decided not to.
Okay, you go first with your big breaking.
Okay, so Tommy, this is breaking news of a major event that is coming to Perth, and you are going to break it here on Triple M's weekend huddle.
All right, so the UFC, right? So came to Perth last year and was massive.
Massive.
So sold out
took
in
2 seconds.
Took over
the town. Yep.
As someone who wasn't a UFC fan, I just got a free ticket. It was amazing. and one of the top three sporting experiences I've been to.
Yeah,
now, there's been lots of rumours it's coming to Perth or Australia again.
Yeah. And?
So my mail is UFC 305 will be in Perth.
Wow. Now, when? Do you know when?
Do you know what?
I might have given this to Zaev and he kind of went with it during the week. But August 18th, I'm told.
That's very specific, Tommy.
Well,
August 18th. You just got to put yourself out there. RAC Arena.
Just got to put yourself out there.
Now, you've gotten a lot of people listening very excited because the UFC is massive, particularly for Triple M listeners.
I will put my caveat on that. Okay, it's being agreed to, but not signed.
Always give yourself an out, Tommy. Agreed, that's my other advice.
Agreed to, just but not signed.
This is always give yourself an out. I like that for you, Tommy. So at the moment, they're just working through the finer details of the
minister's name.
Of
Roger Cook
and the sports tourism minister, Safiotti.
Rita Safiotti.
Get the pen out.
She got the soccer here.
Get the pen out.
Okay. Get it done.
Here's another one.
Scribble it down.
Okay. All right, now, Danny, did you hear my advice?
No, be sure,
be strong, but give yourself an out.
All right, give myself an out. Throughout the week, I kept seeing on Instagram pop up the UK DJ, Fred Again. Okay, now a lot of people might not know who Fred Again is.
Yep.
He's quite new on the scene, as Tommy described him before. He's like this generation's Fatboy Slim, if not better.
Tommy also said he's the person that the cool kids listen to.
He said he's the person that the cool kids listen to, but there's a lot of people that like Fred Again and probably have heard his stuff and not known that is actually Fred Again, right? Okay.
That's why Ryan's never heard of
him. Yeah, literally.
He's been doing shows on the East Coast, and tonight's his final show in Sydney.
Okay.
I got a text through the week from a girlfriend and she said, Danny, are you interested in going to Five? You know the band Five? If you're getting down, baby.
Yeah, that seems in your space.
I wrote back a hard no.
Yep.
She went to it and then she said, what about Fred Again with a question mark?
Yeah.
I said, Fred Again? He's not playing in Perth.
Hasn't he already played?
And she goes, I might have the scoop that he's playing in Perth. I'm going to say it on March 30.
Another date.
March 30.
March 30.
So if you are a Fred Again fan and you couldn't go on the East Coast shows, or you just spent a bucket load to go over there, sucked in, because I have the scoop that he could be here March 30.
So tell me, because as a non-Fred Again person.
Agreed upon. But not signed.
But not signed.
Yeah.
He just pops up out of nowhere because it's only 2 weeks away. Wouldn't that...
So, I don't know. Tommy had some intel that apparently he just tells people
up
a few days before
he did
one
on the Gold Coast, yeah.
I've always loved Fred Again.
Yeah.
Anyway, the moral of this story is that we do break big gigs
Look
and big
that.
News on the weekend.
The UFC, so, August 18, March 30, Fred Again.
We will never speak about them.
Yeah, and if this doesn't happen, you didn't hear it from us.
I'll tell you what, if they do happen, you guys are going to be absolutely unbearable.
Yeah.
Justin Longmuir is not too far away, 92.9 Triple M. Yeah, welcome to it. Saturday morning here at the Weekend Huddle, Triple M Towers. Tomorrow, massive game. Brisbane taking on the Fremantle Dockers. They are at home for the first time in 2024. But during the week, Rhino, some massive news. We spoke about it last week when this happened for their coach, Justin Longmuir.
Actual reason I'm down here, guys, is I'm absolutely pumped to let you know that the club and JL have agreed to a contract extension for JL to the end of 2025.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love hearing the boys get around him. It's so good.
Well, this went on for about another minute and a half, and it got louder and it got louder and it got louder.
Yeah.
Because there is some clear love in that room for the man, Justin Longmuir. We have Justin Longmuir on the line. Jeez, it's getting really loud. The crowd. Jeez.
That was when he walked past.
Far out. JL, congratulations on the contract extension, mate. Welcome to the Weekend
Morning,
Huddle.
JL.
It must have been brilliant to have that reaction from the players.
G'day, guys. Yeah, thanks for having me on. Yeah, it was. It was, like I said a few times, it's better than the opposite when they all stone cold and quiet. And so it was nice to get a good reaction. It's good to get another year on the deal and put a few distractions to the background for a while.
JL, did you deliberately stand at the back of the room so that you walk up, you know, was a longer one, so you got the applause for longer? Because that's what I tend to do.
No, I think it was a couple of the Mozzies in Luke Ryan and Brendan Cox who tried to egg the boys on for longer, and make me feel as awkward as I could.
Yeah, they know you well. Look, Jay, you mentioned it's a year on to the end of the contract, so it takes you to the end of 2025. But, and I know you can't get into too many of the specifics, but I understand the deal does have triggers in it, so this could be far longer. This is really just a step forward and sort of getting rid of some of that noise and all that stuff that you mentioned just there. So can you just talk us through a little bit around the edges of the contract, how it could be longer, and also how it just gives you a little bit more security for yourself and able to focus on the job?
Going to have to talk to my manager about that.
Isn't that you?
well, I'm not going to go into the specifics of the contract, but like I've said a few times since, it gives me better security, gives my family better security, gives me more longevity in this contract. And I'm not going to go into what it looks like post next year, but, I mean, it gives me more security than what I have in my previous contract or current contract. So, you know, I see it as a two-year deal because the club's made changes to this year, which, like I said, gives me more security, gives my family more security, and gives me a bit of clean air to do my job.
I suppose, that's the key thing, right? Because you've got a big job to do. Starting tomorrow against the Brisbane Lions, launching into a season that is very important for the club, where you're at, where you're on your path towards hopefully getting that first premiership. What can you tell us about the team for tomorrow? The big question I have is about Brennan Cox, and is he going to play forward? Is he going to play back? Because when you look at that team, you might need another big man up forward.
He'll play forward. Beat around the bush and say we're waiting for tomorrow, but we need an extra tall forward. We'll go Luke Jackson in the ruck. That means Josh Tracy's going to have to second ruck. So we like having two tall down there at all times, and it'll look like three talls on paper. Once they start rotating, you end up with two talls for about 20 minutes of the quarter. So if we weren't to play an extra tall, that probably leaves Jai one out down. So we don't really want to do that. We want to give him some aerial support. We think getting contest on the ball with likes of Harris Andrews and all their balls actually can intercept as well. So getting a contest on the ball and bringing it to ground level at worst in our front half is going to be really important. So, he'll play forward. He's done a super job to get himself up to this point. Probably looked unlikely that he would be fit enough to play, but he's just gone about his rehab really, really well and couldn't not pick him.
He played a bit of forward in his first season down there at Freo. Another man who's coming back with maybe a different role this year is going back to his roots is Nat Fyfe. I saw during the week he was out there with his crypto.com little video drinking his turmeric lattes.
Jeez, he's so cool, Fyfe. He's actually so cool.
His body's the best he's been in about 3 or 4 years. Must be super excited to have him back in the midfield, JL.
Oh, absolutely. He's done a super pre-season and done a body of work which I haven't seen him do since I've been at the club. So sets him up really well, and still playing through the middle of the ground where he feels most confident and comfortable. Not saying he won't play forward at all, because we'll need him down there at stages and even stages tomorrow. So, but the bulk of his work he'll do in the middle of the ground, and I'm excited to see what he can do. With Caleb and Andy and Youngie and a few of those other boys in there.
JL, did you do a silent fist pump when you found out Lachie Neale wasn't playing? Be honest.
I wasn't disappointed. I wasn't disappointed, put it that way. But, they just run so deep through the middle of the ground.
Yeah.
And all their half forwards can go through the middle of the ground as well. So try not to get too excited, because there's a lot of other players we need to make sure we deal with in there as well.
JL, let's talk bigger picture for the season. What are your expectations of the guys? You went from playing a couple of finals in 2022, still won 10 games last year, but it was a bit stop-startish at times. This year, what is it all about for you guys? Is it finals or bust? Is there a number of games you've put on it? What are your hopes for those specifics?
No, don't put a ceiling on it, or don't put a number of games on it. It'd be silly to say we're not aiming for finals. Every senior coach would say that. The couple of things that I'm really focused on is making sure we're a more consistent team. Last year we played some outstanding footy, but we also played some really poor footy. And we were so inconsistent. And like you said, it was stop-start because we were on four in a row and beat good teams away, good teams at home in that period. We won in Geelong. But then, we obviously put some really poor performances out in the park as well. So we need to be more consistent. And like always, want to make sure our players and our people are better at the end of the season. than what they are at the start of the season. That makes sure we set the environment up in a way where we can constantly improve. And I think if we get those steps right, the wins and losses will look up itself.
All right, Justin, good luck tomorrow. And just a quick shout-out, the Dockers have got some great membership options at the moment. So $150 for six games. You can buy some three-game passes.
Yep.
Sign up to be a Dockers member now. Tickets still available tomorrow. So now's the time to jump on. Justin's re-signed. They're up and about.
Jump on. Get on now because it's going to be too late pretty soon.
Good luck tomorrow, Justin.
Good guys.
Thanks, Al. See you later.
Justin Longmuir, the coach of the Fremantle Dockers, giving us some of his time this morning. They're off their way to their captain's run, I think, this morning.
Yes.
So nice of JL to jump on. I think they're a big shot tomorrow.
That was good. And Brendan Cox, and I love when a coach is honest and they don't beat around the bushes. He said, no, we're going to play him forward. And it shows confidence and it just shows, we believe in this.
All right. We pivot off something serious now to something ridiculous. Okay. Peter Huddle, 133353 if you want to play. This is our best of five quiz. Take on Ryan or Danny.
I'm 2-0 for the start. So anybody having any danger of wanting to win this prize? We haven't given it away yet.
$250 to
if
spend.
If you want to win, play me.
DigiDirect. It's now open in Cannington, the biggest collection of cameras, tech and streaming in Perth. DigiDirect, where everything clicks. 133353. Get on the phone right now. Now, I must say, my dad, who listens to this show, said to me during the week, is anybody not going to take on Ryan?
Everyone takes on Ryan.
Yeah. He's just trying to pot Danny on the way past. Brag.
Oh, was he? Was your dad's name?
Peter.
Stay in your lane, Peter.
Oh, are we get Peter on to take on Danny? Yeah.
133353 if you want to play. We'll do that next. Straight after
he
the Killers.
He can win his lead pencil that's on my desk.
92.9 Triple M. 92.9 Triple M, your weekend huddle for a Saturday morning. Ryan, Danny and Tom, if you just missed him, Justin Longmuir, the coach of the Fremantle Dockers, live right here on Triple M, breaking the news that Brendan Cox will play forward tomorrow.
You can catch that chat on the Listener app, LISTNR, after the show.
Danny, and Eagles fans, Luke Webster coming up just after 8 o'clock. We'll find out all the latest news on the West Coast Eagles before they play Port Adelaide tomorrow.
Great access from both clubs.
But right now, though...
Oh, it's go time. Brilliant stuff.
Beat the Huddle.
Big moment. Yeah, so Beat the Huddle, our best of five quiz. We play it every week. Up for grabs today. $250 to spend at DigiDirect. Yet
DigiDirect
to go off this year.
Is incredible. You got all your camera accessories there.
The problem with DigiDirect is anytime I've gone in there, I just spend like 3 hours in there because I just walk around going, how good is this? I want this. I want that.
Oh. He's a big streamer, Rhino. Has the big headset too. Sits there, the mouthpiece.
Got a whole room for it.
Yeah. Really?
No.
He's got one of those, he's got one of those chairs that vibrates.
I would get one of them.
But Kel has to SMS him if she wants something.
Yeah.
All right, Rob's in Morley. Good morning, Rob.
Hey, Rob.
Robbie.
How are we doing, mate?
All right, first up, Rob, who are you going to take on
today? Yes,
Ryan or Danny, Rob?
I'll cover what I said before. The thing was Danny?
Yeah, Danny sounds good. Smart.
You spoke to producer Sam, and Sam said, do you want an easy win today, Rob? You said yes.
Rob wants a layup on a Saturday morning, and we're going to give it to him.
Do you know what, Rob? I actually am not that bad with the quiz. Wow. Sometimes I play on it a little bit to...
Yeah, that's what she says.
That's what
I'll say. To make this fair, and so that I can't see Ryan's mouth moving when he answers the questions, I'm going to put up a sheet in between us.
Oh, okay.
Because I have a feeling that the reason why you win all the time
is
because you can see my mouth.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, that's what it is. It's not because I know the answers, I've done my research.
Hand up.
Okay,
Rob, your name is your buzzer.
Rob, yell out nice and clearly. We'll give you the benefit of the doubt.
Quizmaster Ryan, here we go. Question number one, Rhino.
This is a tough one. Okay, the West Coast Eagles play Port Adelaide tomorrow. Name me the new captain of Port Adelaide.
Danny.
Danny, would you like to have a guess? Because it sounds like you don't know, judging by that
snort. Jonas is gone. He's retired.
Or is he?
Say that.
I need an answer.
Jonas.
You've got 3 seconds.
Oh, it's three. It's not Travis Boak.
Two. One. No, it's not.
Button.
No, it's not Travis Boak.
No,
do I give Rob a chance here? Can I?
Yeah,
the first question. Rob, do you want to have a crack?
Is it Ken Hinckley?
No, he's the coach. So it is Connor Rosie. Connor Rosie. You had time to Google there too, Robbie. I'll give you a layup.
Good, honest man, not Googling.
Danny, you're a chance here. That's the first answer.
Okay, ready? All right, this could go for... How much time we got? Okay, which two teams are through to the NBL Grand Final Series?
Rob.
Oh, Rob, yes. Basketball man, go.
My mom.
What was that, Robbie?
Rob needs to win to buy a new phone. Sorry, Rob. Danny.
Oh, no.
One of them beat the Wildcats the other night. So that's...
No, Rob, you're out, mate. Danny.
Oh, my gosh. You said NBA.
No, I said NBL.
NBL, mate.
We can play the audio back if
you like. Tasmania Jack Jumpers.
Yep.
And Melbourne are in.
Melbourne what?
Melbourne United.
Okay.
That'll do. Well done.
Okay. 1-0.
I'm going to say, don't you MC the Wildcats?
Oh, no. Okay. I thought you said NBA.
We're back. There's no chance either you were going to get this.
One to Danny.
Okay. Eagles take on Port Adelaide, as I mentioned. Name a player who has played for both Port Adelaide and West Coast.
Danny. Danny, sorry, Rob.
First on that buzzer.
Jared Schofield.
Well, yeah, actually, yes, he's not on the list here, thanks to producer Sam, but that is correct.
Yes!
Yes, I also would have accepted Scott Lysett, Brandon Archie, Willie Rioli, and Brad Ebert.
Brad Ebert.
Ian Dunsborough, did he play? Yeah.
I think he played for both. Yes, he did.
Well, didn't have Jared Schofield on there, so Ian Dunsborough.
Back there for me.
All right, last
2-0. Okay, these could be, okay. All right, hold on.
You still there, Rob?
Yeah,
something's wrong with Ron.
Fine.
I feel bad for Rob. There's something wrong with his phone line.
Right. We're running
this is the
late.
Only
Come
way
on,
you're going to win. Which West Australian kicked 4 goals last night for the Sydney Swans?
Danny. Logan McDonald.
There we go.
Oh,
there we go.
Can in I just say, Danny. Rob, are you there? Because turn that down, Tommy. Robbie.
Here we go.
Rob. Is your I feel bad for Rob because I feel like that was unfair because there's something wrong
Phone's
with Rob's phone line.
Nah, stuff, Rob. See you, Rob. You lost, mate. Unlucky, mate.
Oh, Tommy, that's
no.
cruel. No. Should we give him the voucher to go get the phone sorted?
Rob, do you know what? Off goodwill, I'm going to give Rob the voucher.
Oh, geez, okay.
$250 to spend at DigiDirect. His phone line is clearly down.
Yep, that's the
we
only
didn't
reason
test
you were able
beforehand.
To win.
Beforehand. Oh, don't tell me your phone works now, Rob. Get stuffed.
Yeah, welcome to a big second hour of the Weekend Huddle. Ryan Daniels, Danny Shuey, Tom Atkinson. Top of 33 today in Perth. It's going to be glorious weather for the beach today, Danny.
And
of course, for...
I was going to say, and the Mandurah Crab Fest, because
big
it's
event,
on
Danny,
this weekend.
Mandurah.
I love the Mandurah Crab Fest. Yeah. I love trying all the food, all the little tents. And it relies on good weather. Was it last year that the weather was awful for it?
Yeah, that's right. It was
so
tough.
So lucky that it's turned it on.
I'm very excited heading down there this afternoon. 4 o'clock.
Are
come
you?
Say hi in the Channel 7 activation. Or
yes.
Get a photo or something.
Will the kids
you know?
Be going down? Kelly
yes,
the
they're
kids?
Coming down. Yeah, they're going
please,
up. A
please tell me you're not embarrassing us again by signing those umbrellas.
Mate, I'll do whatever I have to do.
There is one person
give the
that
people
has
what they want.
Been allocated a spot today.
Really?
Oh.
And I am absolutely like gobsmacked that they think this guy knows how to cook. He's featuring on a stage.
Not one of our own.
It's Triple M's own Xavier Ellis.
Really?
And I'm fed up because I didn't get a gig
is
to go down.
Like
I know I can go down as a punter. Don't laugh.
No, come on. So Crabfest, great sponsor of Triple M,
yes.
Of course.
Yeah.
Channel 7 Crabfest.
Yes, yes.
Danny works for?
Channel 7 and Triple M.
And you, of course, will be on stage.
I'm not like I don't exist for the Crab Fest.
Oh.
And I'm filthy.
Come down, I'll sign an umbrella for you. I'll tell you what. You can be the first in line. I'll do one for you.
Well, the man himself,
taco
Xavier Ellis, is going to be on stage with a cooking demo. So we'll catch
What's
up with him next
sausage rolls or something?
Find out what he's doing. 92.9 Triple M. Hey, Luke Webster from the West Coast Eagles, not too far away. We'll find out who's going to play tomorrow. Big game against Port Adelaide.
Jeez, I hope it's a really competitive game for him.
Ten goals.
Ken Hinckley and Travis Boat leading him out as the co-captains. If you missed the quiz, that's a quiz-related
I felt
joke.
Rob that did beat the huddle today. Look, poor Robbie, he... Yeah, misheard the question and thought we asked who the coach of.
One man who was very busy today. He would have fired up the old Range Ford. He'll be purring, ready to go on his way down to Mandurah for Crab Fest. It's our own Xavier Ellis. Morning, Zave.
Oh, guys, what a privilege to be back on your show. Word at the end of last year was you're going to get the arse. great to have you back.
That was the word about you too for breakfast, mate.
And then I heard that quiz, and I'm certain you should have got the arse.
Hey, Zave, that was
Stop throwing to a bloke whose phone line doesn't work 5 times. Just can him.
Yeah, well, look, that was the first quiz I'd won, so I will take it. Can we just ask, you're on your way to the Mandurah Crab Fest. You're going to feature on a cooking stage today. How on earth has that come about?
Well, I do need to preface something by saying I did hear the opening break with you guys at 7 a.m. and I didn't miss the fat jokes. I didn't miss them. So another friendly reminder, Ryan, that you're a journalist and you're not actually in the in crowd that you think you are.
He's been loving this angle lately. He's been loving that you're not invited to anything.
And tune in after 8:30 because Dan's going to tell the story about the time she went to the mole scan.
Zave, that story will never surface on
this
radio.
Is good.
We have run you to ask you what you're doing at the Mandra Crab Fest.
Yeah, what's the crab mole scan?
So now people are thinking that I went to mole scan and they're putting the word crabs next to the word mole scan, and it's just gotten a little bit much.
Now Zave, speaking of you, what are you cooking? Fish tacos today?
We're on the stage. Fish tacos today, so I was hoping for a bit of crab in the tacos being Crab Fest, but no, it's fish tacos down there. So now looking forward to it. I think we're on at 10, so I'm
Beautiful.
Running late, which will be good, but you don't want the oil to sit in the fry pan too long, so the later you leave it, the better.
Do you have much experience with seafood, Zave? You don't strike me as the kind of outdoorsy fisherman type.
Well, Lakes Entrance, where I grew up, is the number one provider of seafood in the state of Victoria.
Tier one.
Shut up. You sound like a politician, yes.
And I've never caught a fish in my life. I think I could. There's a chance I'm allergic to it. I don't know. I've never eaten it.
I worry about you. You know, that would happen. You'd blow up like a puffer.
What time do we see you and your good friend Michelle on stage today?
10 o'clock.
He said
we're
10,
off and race.
Tommy.
Yeah, just making sure.
No, 10 today for the third time. So I'll be there at 10.
Do you 10. And Michelle drive down together? Is this like a group activity, or do you go see? Yeah, I'm carpooling, save the environment.
No, I'm in the diesel ute thanks to Range 4 again. No, I just got out of the car wash actually. I was hoping to get out of there just before you rang, which I managed because I was trying to be professional for your show, which you three aren't.
Someone's got to do it.
I'll head down there, turn around, race back. I'm on my second litre of soda water. I might have stumbled into a beer or two last night, so I'm just sort of starting to get that through the system just to follow me back up.
Well, don't worry, Danny's
been
hungover as well.
Nothing that a few fish tacos can't fix. X, have fun at the Crab Fest. Anyone else travelling down, drive safe. It'll be a good weekend.
Hanging out with our own friend Pete Corelli and Michelle on stage there today. 10 o'clock, you can find them on the main cooking stage.
And Ryan at the Channel 17.
Yes, come say hi. Come say hi.
And Zave, don't forget Ryan signing umbrellas at 4 o'clock at the Channel 17.
Rhino with that sparkling smile.
There they are. Forehead Daniels, Moleskine Dan, and Nuffy Tom.
Yeah, I love it. All right, see you, mate.
See you, X.
See you.
This is his favourite artist, too, for Zave to see him out. Portugal, the man, feel it still. Luke Webster, not too far away from the West Coast Eagles, 92.9 Triple M. Hey, after us, the Saturday rub, they were back in great form last week.
Oh, yeah.
And can I just say, if you are looking for something to listen to throughout the day, on the listener app on the Triple M footy feed, over the summer, they put up the best of the Saturday rub. I've been delving back into some of them. It is good gear.
Good stuff.
Spud Frawley, even Gary Lyons, some great stuff on there. Go check it out, Rhino.
Yeah, I will do. Now, Tommy, that's all great and positive and fantastic. Some concerning information stumbled upon the 7 News desk last Sunday. Now,
how does this show always get something concerning or disturbing?
I think what's happened is the public knows where they can come and it's a safe place.
Yes.
It's investigative and they know that someone's going to do something about it because often there are places you can go to and complain and nothing will ever happen. But what we do is we expose the issues and we make sure that
Hopefully, we're so hard hitting on the weekend huddle.
Hopefully the people involved take it as a lesson and never do it again.
Now, if you missed it earlier, we broke the story about Fred again coming to Perth.
That's right.
UFC coming to Perth.
Brendan Cox playing forward. We do break stories. So, Tommy, Sunday morning I was at work at Channel 7 just sorting out what was going to be the news for the day. And an email popped through and said this one's specifically for Ryan.
Yeah.
Very concerned. And it was attached was a file with some leaked audio.
I know.
Now, you might remember last week our friend...
We're an audio medium.
No, it's not you.
It's not me.
No, you're clear. So last Saturday...
Of course you're clear, mate. You literally sit with your child on your chest watching sport all weekend or at the golf course.
The leaked audio is just Tommy farting for 3 hours on the couch. Now, so the concern is that last Saturday... You might remember our friend Danny talking about how she was going to, and I think it was an 80s party.
Yeah, 1980s.
We were talking about what she was going to wear. And
Magic
Johnson. We were very concerned about
I was going to go as Larry Bird.
Yeah. And Luke was going to go as...
Magic Johnson, but we didn't.
We were concerned that Danny would make some poor choices. Now, apparently she didn't. The clothing was fine.
No, oh, thanks, guys. That. My clothes, my out. So you saw my Instagram post. You saw what I wore and you were
fine. Tick of approval.
That's a first.
I actually liked it for once. It's thought, great effort.
Now, later that night, unfortunately, Danny made some poor choices. Now, I'm assuming this is the result of far too many rosés.
Oh,
and unfortunately, Luke, unable to restrain his wife and therefore...
Don't restrain me.
So well, I would have thought that your partner would have said to you, Dan, this is not
this?
For you.
He's proud of me in whatever...
Tommy, this it is... says not for on air.
Look, I think we're fine to play it. I think it's okay. I haven't heard it since last Sunday. I think we can. It's for the better of the environment and for the people.
I'm so nervous.
As Dave always says, if you're going to give it out, you have to be able to take the feedback.
Okay, 360
degrees.
This is Danny Shuey last Saturday night after, I'm going to guess, 15 rosés.
So
oh, my God.
Oh, no.
What is that?
Oh, my God.
That is karaoke.
Oh, my God.
Danny Shuey on a mic in a crowd of people. Real people were there.
Was it my husband that sent you that audio?
Wait a sec. If you missed it, I'm going to turn the mics off so you can't hear anyone laughing over it. I'm going to turn it up. Turn up your digital radio on your car. Here it is again.
Sing it at the back now.
A little bit of ad lib never killed nobody.
God,
right.
That was awful.
Oh, that worst, is so bad.
The awful. Worst part about this story, and you two are going to...
Is the singing, but yes.
No. Yeah. There was a Tina Turner musical. Impersonator as the DJ.
Oh, no.
So I've done that song, which is Tina Turner's song. We upstaged Tina Turner.
No, you didn't. You didn't upstage Tina.
Tell you what, Tina's rolling somewhere. It's not in the
rhythm. I'm a bloody good time. I'm a good time on a Saturday night. Invite me to all your shindigs.
Daddy, sing it in the back now. Give us one of those rollings.
Rolling.
92.9 Triple M. Saturday morning, gorgeous morning here in Perth. 33 the top today. Saturday rub straight after us. And right behind you there, Rhino, is the old wheelie bin.
Yes.
Wheelie bin of fortune.
Hasn't
must
gone
be about
off yet.
$12,000 so far.
Oof. Oh, yeah.
Nice. So if you don't know what it is, there's an item inside that bin. You have to guess what that item is.
Half
win the money.
Size of the bin was one of the clues.
So at least half the size of the bin.
Seasonal.
And the item was located or purchased between Odin Road and Hutton Street. So basically,
that's
that,
really specific.
That Innaloo kind of strip there.
Where there's every
Scarlet
shop
Bay
in the world. Where there's literally
so this item
every
was,
shop
was
in the world.
It was purchased in a shop.
So it was purchased.
Well, the clue doesn't say that. It says located. So
okay. All right. So where can you go
but
check
the
all the clues?
In the room who knows what it is was me. So
Where can you check all the clues?
I just gave you the clues.
No, where can you check the list of all the clues?
The incorrect answers.
Incorrect answers.
Instagram stories every day. They get put up there.
$12,000.
He loves lording it over us that he knows and no one else knows.
Yeah, I know.
Notice he mentions that every week.
Hey, Rhino's just put his cap on.
What's
You've been capless
hat?
All morning. Why have you?
This fella putting a cap on.
But it's a very bland kind of hat, mate.
Mate, you wear the same hat every week, Tom.
Have I ever seen you in a hat?
You've got sweat patches on your hat that you wear every week, Tom.
Yeah, literally. Can you wash that hat? It's starting to
I feel left out that I'm not wearing a cap.
Shouting out to Vinka and to Vinka's mother who have washed his hat about 5 times. coming up next, Luke Webster from the West Coast Eagles over there in Adelaide. Head of their big game with Port. We'll find out who's playing, who's not. And I want to know why my man, Ryan Marrick, is not in the side.
Mm.
92.9 Triple M. First hour for the Freo fans. We had Justin Longmuir on. That was fantastic. He signed a new deal. They play tomorrow afternoon. Now, the game before that, which will also be live right here on Triple M, is the West Coast Eagles. They'll kick off their season against Port Adelaide, and their forwards coach all the way from Adelaide joins us now, Luke Webster. Morning, Luke.
Hey, Webby.
Good morning. How are we all?
We are good. We are up and about. How is it over there today?
Yeah, no, it's nice. It's been a nice morning. We got captain's run a little bit later this afternoon, but very similar to Perth weather, which has been really nice.
Luke, good luck tomorrow. Just get that out of the way first, because it is a big start to the season. Port Adelaide away, that is a tough draw. They're a very good side yesterday, but I know you guys are going to throw everything you have at it. What can you tell us about the round one team? It's always the toughest one to name, I would imagine, because you've had such a big summer, so many guys putting their hands up. How did selection go?
Yeah, as you mentioned, it's always a difficult one, round one, when you've had a really good pre-season and the playing group's fit and healthy and a
a lot of guys have put their hand up. So there was some really good debate around the team that we would select. And, you know, I think a couple of guys that missed out probably had cases to be in the team. But, you know, it's a good problem to have that you've got guys that are fit and healthy and be able to pick from a number of guys. So, yeah, I think the team's really well balanced. And, you know, obviously it's great to get some of our experienced guys in that team. But then obviously some guys, obviously Harley and Brockman to be able to debut for the club and some of those younger kids coming through is going to be really exciting to see.
Now, Luke, other than Ryan Marrick's parents, Tom Atkinson is the next in line as the Ryan Marrick fan club.
I bought stocks early. Yeah. I bought a condo on Ryan Marrick Island.
He loves him.
No one else is allowed on.
Now, he's one of those players you mentioned that didn't get in the team. Can you talk us through, I mean, how you get that right mix of, you know, big boys in the team and forwards? I know Cal Jamison's over there to help ruck, obviously. So how do you work through all that?
Yeah, that was certainly the conversation around that. You don't want to be too big at either end of the ground, but you still need to be able to have guys that can come in and support, you know, Oscar Allens and the Jack Darlings. And, yeah, probably where it was a good conversation between Jake Waterman and Ryan. You know, and it could have been a flip of a coin either way, but, you know, obviously we went with Jake and Ryan's a bit stiff to miss out. But, again, as I mentioned before, it's great that, you know, we've got these issues and problems that we can work our way through, that we've got guys there to be able to slot in if we need them.
Webby, Luke has gone over he's traveled with the team before for a pre-season game. This is like his proper, like, you know, round one traveling as a coach.
Is he a pain in the ass, basically?
Is he a pain in the ass, A? B, is he like, did he cook it on his laptop on the flight over or has he had a break?
Well, I did see him at one stage on the plane. He was working away. He was doing a prep work. But no, he's been good. I actually had dinner with him last night and Scully. So we had a nice little chat over dinner and a glass of wine and watched the footy together. And we tried to relax as much as we could. But yeah, he hasn't been annoying yet. But I haven't seen him today. So he hasn't had a chance to annoy me yet.
Geez, what a treat from a glass of wine the night before a game.
Very nice. So, and can you, Luke, can you tell him just maybe stay in Adelaide a little longer? Because he accidentally took Danny's keys to her car and left them at the airport. So she is carless until he gets home.
I'm literally
so
getting a lift home with Tommy today.
He is going to cop some shrapnel when he gets back. She has been fuming this morning.
All right, let's
get sure that'll come up in the team meeting today.
The big question out of the way. Harley, how is he? He's been the talk of the town all throughout the preseason. We saw on paper he might be named in the midfield. Do we expect him to play mid, half back, half forward?
Yeah, I expect him to play through the midfield. You know, we have tried him in a number of different positions, but, you know, obviously we draft him as a midfield and he gets a great opportunity his first game to be right there in the middle straight off the bat, which is great to see. He's been really good, as you, when everyone's seen, he's really level-headed and he's just really excited to get out there and give himself a good go. And, you know, he's a young kid and there are a lot of expectations on him. But if he just plays to his strengths, I'm sure he'll be fine.
Now, Luke, Cal Jamison's in the team. Is he obviously going to pinch hit in the ruck behind Bailey Williams? But where is he going to play when he's not rucking?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. You know, obviously we need that. Obviously losing Matty Flynn just before the season started. And that obviously gives Bailey the opportunity to go back to being the number one ruck. But yeah, Jamo's going to help support in that ruck and, you know, he probably will spend a little bit of time forward, but, you know, it also gives us flexibility if we, you know, because Tom Brassen, he very rarely gets a rotation, but, you know, he has done a little bit of stuff down back as well too, which has been really good and really impressive from Jamo's point of view. So it gives us that opportunity to play him at both ends of the ground when he's not second racking.
I like kids like Jamo.
Yeah.
They're like your ones you can rely on. He can float around. And yeah,
great
that's
kid.
Good. Good on him. I hope he goes well.
Heard
a great kid.
During the week from a couple of people that Dom Pikes made a big effort of getting some of the older players back involved with the club. Maybe an email went out to say, can some life members and older players come back and kind of take their part? How have the young kids taken on some of the history of the club in the off-season?
Yeah, it's been really good. Pikey's done a great job of getting some of those guys down, the ones that he played with, but not just the guys from his era, but a whole range of guys from when the club started, but then obviously to the sort of later years as well too. It's been great for them to be down and it's great to see our young kids actually interact with them. And a lot of them probably didn't know some of them when they were growing up, considering the birth dates that some of these kids have these days. But, you know, it's been really good and they've really involved themselves and our young kids have really done a great job of trying to understand what this club's all about, because it has been a big successful club for a long period of time. And, you know, it's great for them to actually understand how this club was built and what it was built on the back of. So Pikey's done a great job of that, and the young kids have done a great job at actually embracing it.
All right, good luck tomorrow, 1 o'clock. You'll hear it live right here on Triple M West Coast Eagles. Ryan's going to give us a big
Go Eagles.
Oh, come on. Go Eagles. There you go.
Thanks, Webby. Thanks for joining us.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Good luck tomorrow. West Coast Eagles taking on Port Adelaide. 1 o'clock. That'll lead us straight into the big game. Fremantle taking on Brisbane at Optus Stadium.
Yeah, good.
Locke, myself, Zave, Embers, fresh off Crabfest will all be there. Hamish Brayshaw on the boundary. World record holder, Hamish Brayshaw.
Yes.
Did you see that during the week?
Yes, I did. That's the weirdest world record ever. You do the alphabet the with your nose. Yeah. Like, what?
Still to come, we'll preview the games tomorrow. And I might have a special treat for Dockers fans. Just come through. 92.9 Triple M. 92.9 Triple M, your weekend huddle for a Saturday morning. We are almost done and dusted. Today, if you need something to do, you can put Triple M on in the car. Saturday rub.
Yep.
Essendon taking on Hawthorn.
Yes.
Go down to Crabfest.
Yes.
Check out Zave and Michelle together on stage.
Yeah, then come see me at the Channel 7 activation. 4 o'clock, I'll be down there. Whatever you want me to sign, I'll
what
sign.
What are you, as a Channel 7 journalist, like, yeah. What would people get signed? So I understand for Zave, it might be a footy. For Michelle, it might be.
I saw him outside.
Printing
out headshots on the printer.
There might be some headshots down there. And I've signed umbrellas, hats, shirts,
black markers from footies, the drawers. Just for sometimes
I'm actually going to, while you talk, I'm just going to jump on eBay and see if there's any Ryan Daniels
sometimes
merch going.
Sometimes footies, and I definitely do the little number 7 afterwards. Channel 7.
Speaking of 7, Ryan, you've demanded some airtime for something.
Well, you guys talked about your exclusives earlier in the day. You've got your big Fred again, whatever that is there, and
UFC.
You've got your UFC. Yeah. That's going to be huge. Yeah. I can tell you, hot off the press, I have landed probably the biggest dog in footy for a one-on-one exclusive on April 19. This is at a lunch, a derby lunch. Me, Andrew Dillon, the CEO of the AFL. This That'd bloke doesn't just turn up to anything. That is going to be something big. You can go and get your tickets from 7 West Events, I believe. Going to be very good. It's a lunch, 1 o'clock. Have a few beers. It'll be for some big footy names there too.
What are you going into that chat with? What sort of, what's the topic? What's the questions? Go AFL.
No, I'll hit him. I'll ask him about the fact that they don't do much for the WA clubs and what is round zero and why do they do that. No, I'll be going at him.
Yeah,
I'll be giving it, I'll be nice, but I'll also ask him the questions that need to be asked.
I'll be going at him.
Yeah.
I'll be going at him.
In a nice way. Hi, Mr. Dillon. Great to have you here. Ryan Daniels, Channel 7.
It was round zero.
Yeah, I love it.
No. We'll be letting
us WAans expected of you. I will fly the flag. You'll fly the flag.
We've all got something to send us out today. So I got a horse going around today.
Tell me.
We're in Albany. Race number 2 plays with magic.
Okay.
Have you got $1?
This is your horse.
Yeah, my horse. Wow.
What's your horse's name?
Plays with magic.
It's an interesting name.
Steve Wolf. It's by a horse called Alchemic. The magic. Kind of.
Yeah.
It's very similar to Tommy's nickname, which is Plays With Himself.
Listen, I want to finish the show with some words of wisdom for the
Look
week.
How happy he is with himself.
That was good.
Yeah, it was good.
Well, that's what I was after.
There's a little bit of wisdom I want to leave the Weekend Huddle listeners with going into the weekend. So it's almost 9 a.m., so you've pretty much still got 2 full days of this weekend to get through. As you enter it, I want you to take some advice from this gentleman. A video that I found online. Have a listen
to this.
What's
the advice you give to your younger self?
Spend less time with the kids.
Less
time with the kids. They just waste your time.
I can't believe a father would say spend less time with your kids.
No, dickheads.
What's he saying?
Dickheads.
I think both probably appropriate.
Tommy's doing it. Absolutely.
How am I supposed to punt and watch the footy on the weekend?
That's good advice. Time with the kids.
That's good advice.
All right, so the big games tomorrow are West Coast taking on Port Adelaide. Ryan, are they any chance?
Look, everyone's a chance in every game of footy. Honestly, you got...
Good answer.
Everyone's got 22 players running around plus a sub. There's one ball and some stuff happens in footy sometimes you don't expect.
Yep.
Are they up against it? Yes, Port Adelaide's a very good side. They're very good at Adelaide Oval. They're probably going to win the game. But we have seen strange things in footy before.
I think Eagles fans just want to see them compete, try, see some of the young kids, see some signs of the green shoots.
That is what this year is about.
Coming up, trying to get some young kids through the side and hopefully they can have a better year. And then Fremantle will take on Brisbane.
I like the Dockers. No Lachie Neal. I think Fremantle are up and about. Longmuir's contract. Everyone's feeling pretty good. I don't know. No Kitty Coleman. They're a real show.
Yeah. They're going to find a way to kick goals though.
Brisbane did make the grand final last year and lost very close game last week, they're going to be ticked off.
Can Freo kick enough goals to beat a team like Brisbane?
Yeah, look, I think so. Jai Amos is a very good player.
Has to have a big season. Mm-hmm. Sonny Walters. Mm-hmm. And they'll need some goals from their midfield as well to try and get them there.
They're at home in front of the Purple Army. Mm-hmm. I reckon they get it done tomorrow, fellas.
Could we get more people there? How do we do that?
1-3-3-5-3. I've just been sent a text from the Dockers. If you'd like a double pass to go into the Dockers, give us a call now.
1-3-5-3.
You can go see the Dockers tomorrow. But after us, the Saturday ride, the team is ready to go. 92.9 Triple M. It's been your weekend huddle.